I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to Candidly Keisha.
Keisha Knight-Pulliam has grown up on TV, playing characters on shows like The Cosby Show to Tyler Perry's House of Pain.
They know Rudy. They know Miranda. I've been in the business literally for 36 years.
Keisha's an actress, philanthropist, foodie, and now host of her own podcast.
This is an opportunity for you, my friends, my fans, to get to know me, just Keisha.
This is Candidly Keisha.
Welcome to Candidly Keisha. It is Friday yet again, and it has been an eventful week. Last week, we had two of the mayoral candidates for Atlanta, Caesar Mitchell and Keisha Lance Bottoms. And so Keisha she did pretty good.
That's what Rattlers do.
And Deltas.
Yes.
Sorors.
Yes.
So
Beta Alphas in the building.
So we have definitely a runoff on December 5th. But I just wanted to talk about the week in review and all of these fearless people who've gone out to the polls. And with that, I have my good friend, Miss Arian Simone.
Hey.
She, if you've listened to the podcast, is doing her Fearless Reloaded podcast, her Fearless Reloaded conference next week. Wow.
Yes.
It's here.
I know.
It's here. So, keeping with the whole fearless theme for this show, Keisha did her thing. And
yes,
there were a lot
did.
Of people in the race. And they are going to have a runoff between her and Mary Norwood. And I would love to invite Keisha to come back up to Candidly Keisha. Keisha for Keisha.
Yes.
But across the country, I feel like people really let their voices be heard.
Yes, there was a shift.
And there was definitely a shift in people letting, you know, the government in particular know how they feel about the direction of things. What is, okay, Ella Boo? Baby. Yes. Sorry, Ella is trying to take my, I promise, and a sidebar. I don't know what happened. A day this week, she went to sleep a baby and woke up like a bona fide toddler, big girl. I don't, yeah. You're laughing?
I mean.
You're laughing? Because you know I'm right.
Yeah.
Mommy woke up and she was like, where did my baby go? I was like, who are you? Who are you?
I know. I can see it. That's why I grabbed it when I first saw it. I was like, oh my gosh.
Hey.
Hey.
Yes. Yes.
Chime in.
She's talking.
Yes.
And she doesn't just go like, mum, 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 like aimlessly. Now she'll be like, mum, mum, mum. And yes, you know I'm hearing me talking about the baby. My Ella Boo. But okay, sorry, I completely digress.
But yeah, back to the shift that's just taking place in government right now. There's so many women out that have won elections.
Trans women.
Yes. I mean, like,
black women.
It's like history on another level. It's like, okay.
Charlotte got its first
heard.
First black woman mayor.
Yes, they sure did.
There were so, and I have to remember in what race it was, actually a trans woman who took the seat away from someone who previously was vying for legislation against trans people.
Yeah.
I was like,
it was more than one trans that took an election, though.
Really?
Yeah, it's two. There's one white, one black. And then, even in St. Paul, Minnesota, of course, I have to do another Rattler shout out. Melvin Carter won for mayor, first black mayor of the city. So
wow.
I was just like, history is being made.
New Jersey took a Democratic governor. I believe Virginia did as well.
Mm-hmm.
There were some really key states that there is a really big shift. And I can say, for one, like, I'm so grateful that we are showing up where it counts and where it matters.
Oh, yeah.
At the polls and making sure that, you know, this is our home, this is our government, and people are, again, taking ownership of that and saying, hey, listen, I am unhappy with the way things are going, so my voice is going to be heard.
Yeah. You agree?
Your voice is going to be heard, too.
What do you feel? And you know the thing that's really refreshing about it? I feel like the whole voice of hate and bigotry and racism has had such a shine over the past few months that I'm so excited to see this uprising of people who are saying, that's not who we are, you know?
And I'm not going to stand for it.
And I'm not going to stand for it. And that's what I've been saying. I feel like it's kind of like the bully, that the loudest person, they'll be the one making all the noise, but it's not necessarily a representation of the majority. And call me an internal optimist, yes, which I am, but I really feel like, yes, there are people out there who do consign to racism and bigotry and all of these different things, sexism and, you know, you name it. But I feel there are far more people who come from a sense of humanity and equality and love.
I agree.
And I'm grateful that they're letting their voice be heard.
I agree. But it's definitely also a lesson overall that we need to make choices. We need to make decisions by choice, not by force.
Yes.
Like, we let it get to this place to where people are now forced to have to speak up.
Yeah.
To where if we just consistently made a great choice every time, we wouldn't be forced to do this.
And an informed choice.
Yes.
That was the biggest reason why I did the podcast last week, is because I knew, you know, there's so many people out there, because I was one of those people who are like, I see all these different people, but I don't know what platform you stand on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's your agenda?
Mm-hmm.
What do you really hope to do? What is your vision for the city? And I felt it was important for people to hear it for themselves so that they could make informed decisions. And even me, like, before I go to the polls, you know, there are a lot of these random little, you're like, I don't even know who to vote for.
Yeah, you do.
With Google, you don't have an excuse. So Ella, you just spilled water all over mommy. So I literally, like, before I went to the polls, Googled, you know, what, because you can even get your sample ballots.
Yeah.
So you can see what it is you have to vote for. And I didn't realize this until recently, I'm not going to lie, because I'd get there and I'd be the one standing at the little ballot box for forever, because the way that they word these questions are so dense that it's like, okay, wait, am I for this or am I getting, me saying yes, does that mean yes or does that mean no? Like, which one is it? So I've started really kind of doing my research ahead of time so that I could make sure of what I was voting for.
No, I think that's wonderful.
Yep.
And if people even took more time out to do like the practice ballots and the sample ballots just to see, because you're right, there's so many things after all that somebody would consider like the major, major candidates and major voting points. You're just like, wait a minute, I have all this other stuff to vote on for the city. Let me figure this out.
Let me figure this out before I get here and I'm standing at the ballot box for 20 minutes.
Before you look at your property tax bill and wonder what just happened.
And you voted for the 2% increase to save the birds.
Yes. No, but seriously. But that happens. They're like, oh my gosh, this just went up. I'm like, yeah, but you actually voted for this. And sometimes you may be happy. Oh, I'm glad this went up because I'd rather pay this here.
Right. I'd rather pay it here. Because I know one thing that was on the ballot was about a percentage that was already in use for that would go towards schools in terms of improvements and, supplies and that sort of thing. And should we continue to do that? And I was like, yeah, hey, we already given it to you. Might as well keep using it for the kids.
So. And I know you were saying my personal story. Atlanta has got to figure some things out, though, because the area that I live in is what they said was unincorporated.
Right.
And I said, okay, the only thing that they allowed us to vote for was for state senator.
Really?
Yes. I went in there pissed because I did my research and everything. I was like all gun ho. And I got in there and I was just like, I need to vote on some other stuff. What's going on here?
I think the craziest thing about your story was that you, hold on, cut. Okay, Ella. Sorry, Mama needed, you know what I can say is because she always sees me have bottled water and always drink water, that she wants to drink bottled water. Yes, yes. It's for you too, baby. I'll share. Mm-hmm. Do you want to go outside with Grandma so you can talk? How do you feel about that?
You
want to say bye-bye? Can you say bye-bye to everybody listening? Say bye-bye. She's going to wave, watch. But we're like, we can't see you waving, Mommy.
My love.
Here's our other shoe, Mom. Okay. So now that we've gotten Miss Ella Grace, this is that whole going back to, like, she's not a baby anymore.
No.
Before, she would just sit here, maybe nurse, lay on my lap. Now she's trying to grab the little fuzzy thing off the mic, the mic cover, and drink the water. But getting back to your story, the thing that was most interesting to me was that you were unable to vote for the mayor of the city of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And then you asked, well...
I said, well, then who's our mayor? Are you guys going to give us a mayor? And then they said, well, no, you will receive that mayor. And I said, well, I don't like that then. I said, you're telling me I don't have the opportunity to vote for that mayor, but yet they get to rule over this area that I'm in, but I don't have any say-so in this? I was like, I've never heard of this before.
Yeah.
Because places where you're not voting for a mayor, your area or city should be have a mayor, but because we're still in the city of Atlanta,
yeah.
They're like, no, but you're still city of Atlanta. I was like, okay, I'm lost here. I was like, this has never happened to me before.
Right. So that's interesting, because that's something that I did not know either.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of crazy, and that also goes back to who you have in office and your district, like your redistricting and the lines, and you know, all of that goes to who you vote for and how those laws come into play.
Oh, yeah. They'll be getting letters and contacts from me.
Oh, Lord. They're not ready for Arian.
We've got to figure that out. We've got to figure that out. Or give me somebody for our area.
She's like, or give me a mayor.
Yes.
I'm going to run for mayor.
Yes, they're going to have to figure that out.
Well, it was funny because I was looking at the ballot where I live outside of the city. I was like, I want to run for something. My mom looked at me. She was like, you already got 40 jobs. How you going to run for something, too? I was like, yeah, that's a good point. But
girl,
it would
you
be
would
fun.
Win, honey. We'd
I would do it.
And I think you'd be excellent, Keisha.
I so would do it. Like, you know, start somewhere.
Because you would definitely be a person about service. You would definitely be a public servant. And your heart is in the right place.
And I was looking, and I was like, it's so many people who are running unopposed or who, you know, have just been the incumbent for the last a million years. So people just keep voting for them because they're the only person on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
So I may, hey, stay tuned.
I'll be there.
Vote for Keisha.
Yes.
Oh, boy. I just learned that, you know, our city, where I live, we actually have our black mayor. Who knew?
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that.
I didn't know. I'm like, we got to meet. I'm going to come knock on your door, mayor. Be like, hello. I'm bringing some Keisha's Kitchen and a pie. Oh, my goodness. So what else is going on? We've talked about the election. We have these runoffs that are happening. I'm sure Atlanta, I don't know, I doubt Atlanta's the only one that's having a runoff. But it's a new era, and I'm really excited. 2018 is so fast approaching.
It is. It's here.
I can't. This year has flown by. Like, I can't believe. It was just like, I was just pregnant, and then I blinked my eyes, and now my child is, like, walking and stuff.
Yes.
I can't. It's too much. Like, when people say to really cherish it and to really enjoy it and savor each moment, you really, really have to. Meanwhile, back on the ranch, I have a toddler who won't get off the boob. I'm going to have to do a show on people to give me advice because my child will not take it from the bottle, the sippy cup. Like, I've tried. This is the third sippy cup.
Oh, well, at least she likes water.
No, she'll drink water from the sippy cup, but she will not drink breast milk. She literally looks at it. She's so dramatic, too. Like, she has it honest. I can't even, like.
Yeah, she does.
Yes, she does.
The Dr. Browns. I'm going to try that. Try the. So James told me to try the Dr. Browns, but I don't even think it's at the bottle. I think it's just a thing where she feels like milk should come out of mommy. And if it's not directly from the source, I don't want it.
The bottle, maybe try to.
Oh, been there.
Oh, I'm pretty sure she's tried everything.
Tried the bottle, tried to warm it up, tried the sippy cup.
Her personality's just very strong.
Yeah, she's like, and she'll, like, if my mom watches her, like, she, like, last night. So I'm trying to, like, introduce it. Like, okay, because you know you have to keep introducing it. Like, here, try this, try this, try this. She's very strong-willed. She's not about that life. It's not about that life. But it's okay.
She'll
I don't mind
she'll
it.
She'll give you a mean side eye.
She sure will. And she has teeth now.
Oh, my gosh.
She bit me, though. She did.
That's why you got to get her off of you.
She bit me. No. She bit me one good time. I looked. She thought it was funny, too. I looked at her. I plucked the hell out of her. It wasn't like that, but I had to pluck her enough to
You're not believing it.
So I plucked her on the little leg, like, this is what that hurts. This is what hurt feels like. She looked at me. I think she got it. She's like, okay, mommy, yeah, we're not going to do that anymore. Mm-hmm. I didn't pluck her that hard, y'all. Y'all are going to be like, yeah, she's plucking her child.
Because we'll come fight you.
No, not like that. But that was actually my mom gave me that. That's like my mom's old school method. She said, just give her a little pluck on the thigh. She'll get it. She'll realize, okay, no. So she got it. So we're all good. But she did think it was funny the first couple times when I tried to be like, Ella, no. She was like, oh, this is a game. Ha, Ella. No, she was like, okay. She bit me that one good time where it was that jerk reaction where I couldn't do anything but that or cry. Mm-hmm. I was like, no more, ma'am. I don't know how we got from the election to booby snacks.
Yeah, because it's your life.
It is such my life. It is such my life. Lord have mercy. I have a funny, I'm going to share this funny and then we're going to take a quick break and we'll come back. So I'm at my mom's and we were cleaning out her attic. You've heard me talk about this. Like, I threaten to call, like, hoarders on my mom all the time because she's so sentimental and she wants to save, like, everything. But you cannot save everything from four kids over almost 40 years.
Yes.
And now you have three grandkids. Something's got to go. Can't keep it all. And I'm one who's more of a give it. You're making room for blessings. Whether you donate it, if it's trash, put it in the trash. Or you give it to somebody you know who needs it. Just get rid of it. We don't need to keep all this stuff. So I had I did one of those Bagster. Have you ever seen those Bagster things? It's basically like you go to Home Depot, or to like I went to Home Depot. You know what I'm talking about, James? You buy this bag for like $30, $29. I can't remember. It's $19.99, $29.99, something. This big green oversized like bin, but it's a collapsible one, so they sell it to you like in a, you know, shrink wrap thing. Mm-hmm. So you put the bag outside and then you fill it up with as much as you can fill it up with, and then you call the people to come pick it up. So it's like an alternative to renting a big dumpster and putting it at the house. It's like a small scale version of that. So I did that, and then I went online. And, you know, you have to have schedule for the people to come pick it up once you filled it up. So I went online and, you know, did the whole thing from the fill it up. So I'm at my mom's house this morning and I hear the truck. You know, you can hear that truck coming. So I'm like, okay, let me go out and just make sure everything's okay. I'm not thinking about anything. I will run outside in my Obama campaign gray t-shirt from like, what would that be, like 2012. Mm-hmm. And
or it could have been 08.
Right, exactly. I have old school Obama t-shirt on, hair going four different ways, and some pajama pants. No shoes, no nothing. So I run outside. The guy goes, it's you! It's you!
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, hell.
Did he want a picture?
Oh, we couldn't do that today. I had no bra on. I had these breastfeeding boobies, and yes, and it's raining outside. But he was really good. He picked up our dumpster, our little dumpster bag, and he was like, do you have anything else? Your bag isn't even full. I'm like, because I didn't really know how much you were supposed to fill it up. But I was like, okay, I'll know for next time. That sucker will be overflowing.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Waste Management Man, for picking up our portable dumpster shebang bang.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I bet he's telling the story, too, of how Rudy ran out of the house in a pajamas.
With leaking boobs.
With leaking breastfeeding boobs. That's real life, guys. I'm sorry. It just is what it is. But on that note, this is Candidly Keisha. We're going to take a really quick break, and we will be right back for some more fearless discussions with Arian. We got to hear about the conference when we come back.
Oh, Lord.
Stay tuned.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to Candidly Keisha.
We are back with Candidly Keisha. And, you know, I didn't say this. I'm sorry. This weather has been so schizophrenic.
Beyond.
We've had, like, every season in the last week.
Yeah, literally.
It went from, like, 80
to 30.
Right. Way too much. So
yeah,
I've been ODing on the vitamins and trying to keep this at bay. But when you're still breastfeeding, you can't take certain, you can't take most medicine because it dries your breast milk up or it affects the baby. So needless to say, I have been thugging it out, sounding a little manly or sexy, whichever, whichever you choose. Oh, boy. But tell me, so Fearless Conference.
Oh, my gosh. 30-plus dynamic speakers will be in the building on November 18th in Atlanta, Georgia, at the W Midtown, all about female empowerment and entrepreneurship. It's going to be ridiculous. We have about 200 women that will be in the conference room and about 500 women that will be in the expo room. So it's going to be amazing. Ladies, if you're listening and you still want to come, conference tickets are sold out, but you can definitely come join us in the expo room.
There I still have people on my code that
there
can come
for free? There is a code. Keisha, you got to spell her name right.
Yeah, you got to spell the name right. K-E-S-H-I-A.
And in all capital letters, and you can get a free pass to the expo room. So definitely come check us out. Come join us. There is a self-care lounge in there so you can get massages. Whoa. There are vendors.
Are
you
there
can
sexy
go shopping.
Men giving the massages? You should have sexy men for the women's conference.
She said sexy men. Yes. Well, I have to look into that. It's a spa that they're sending like all of their massage therapists. So I have to see if there's any men on there.
I mean, there could. I mean, I'm saying it just has to be men, but a sexy man or two, a little eye candy ain't never hurt nobody. I'm just looking. I'm still trying to get divorced.
Oh, Lord.
This is Candidly Keisha
yes,
today.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
This
for
is
real,
what it
for
is.
Real.
So, I'm sorry, yeah. I didn't mean to throw you off your
game. You're fine. There's vendors. You can go shopping. There's an author's corner with a lot of different authors. They'll be sharing their books and signing their books as well. So it's going to be just a great time. I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, since we are sold out, we do have digital passes. You guys can get those on the website. Oh, I'm so sorry. It's fearlessreloaded.eventbrite.com. That's where you have to go to use Keisha's code, too. Fearlessreloaded.eventbrite.com. I see we have digital passes for those who want to see it from the comfort of their home and get cozy and watch. Yeah, because we sold out. I'm like, you know what? We don't have space. And there's people. I'm getting all types of crazy emails.
Really?
Yeah, they talking about that God has told them they are supposed to be there. And I'm not lying. Siobhan is my witness. And I said, well, if God told you you were supposed to be there, you would have been included in the people before we hit capacity. I said, you would have had the resources before we hit capacity. I said, because you're not going to, my God is faithful, okay?
Oh, so, my goodness.
You're not going to put that on the Lord, not at all. Not at all.
But you know what's funny, though?
Because if he does something, he does a spirit of excellence. He ain't going to leave somebody out now.
Oh, God, I'm speechless.
No, it's for real. I got these emails. I can show them to you.
I believe you.
It's multiple ones.
I believe you.
They have heard from Jesus, and they are supposed to be there. And I'm just like, well, come to the expo. Maybe God is sending you to the expo. But if you're trying to get up in the conference, I'm sorry. We're at capacity. Like, literally, the W Midtown's not letting me add any more people.
Wow. That's a good place to be, though.
Praise God. It is. It's a wonderful place to be. And I'm just so excited because it's our first time ever doing this and just to be in this demand. I'm like, wow, I'm looking forward to it. Before, I'm like, well, Keisha, no, she calls me. I'm like, I can't talk. I'm on a mission.
Yes.
I can't talk. But right now, I'm just in the spirit of just having fun with it.
Good.
Yes.
Good, good, good. You're supposed to. Like, you put the work in.
Oh,
yes. You've done what you're supposed to do. Now, you know, you have to sit back and enjoy it. And so often, we work.
And miss the moment.
And it's funny because I was just having this conversation earlier today with my mom. And I said, you know, I have to get back into my flow because I find that I'm in a space where I have so many different things going on and I just have to, I need help. Like it's back to it's me expanding my team and really getting back into the flow because when you sometimes you have to slow down to speed up. And I know that sounds crazy.
It's true. You gotta recharge.
You have to recharge and you have to work at your optimal speed. And your optimal speed isn't always necessarily jackrabbit speed. So I was just having that moment and I'm like, okay, it's time for me to kind of sit back. What are the things that need my attention in order to help the overall picture grow? So I'm not kind of tackling small fires, but just making sure that the overall vision and the overall everything is, you know, just in play and doing what it's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Doing what it's supposed to do.
I love it. So, yeah, that's just where I'm at right now with the conference. We have a cocktail reception the Friday before. It should be nice, VIP cocktail reception. And then there's a brunch on Sunday just to wrap everything up. And the menu is going to be wonderful.
That, you know, I was going with that. So what is the food? What food?
Well, okay, there's a VIP lunch. You know, I took Toby with me for the tasting. Oh, why are you looking, Keisha? She's doing the creative direction.
I don't care.
She had to be there for the meeting.
I don't care.
Oh, gosh. She looked, y'all, if you could see her face, she looked like she was about to cut me. No, Keisha, she had to be there for the second meeting.
That's why.
That's
okay.
The only reason why.
Have a tasting again.
Keisha, it wasn't personal.
I didn't say it was, but I'm now personally telling you, have another tasting and don't invite me.
Oh, my gosh. Really? This is what happened. It was the meeting for the expo, and then we just added the tasting
right before.
I hear
you. I'm just letting you know. That time, I get it.
Oh, gosh.
It was an oversight. I understand. Those happen. So back to this food. What is this food?
It was an oversight. Okay. Back to the food. So for the VIP lunch on Saturday, what is on the menu? We have, this chicken. I remember it has some type of like lemon honey glaze to it. And there's these roasted vegetables and roasted asparagus and these wonderful mashed potatoes that go with it. Oh, we definitely tasted all the cocktails as well, too.
Okay.
Keisha, see, I don't want to get any more of this food because she's ready to take my head off.
No, it's okay. I understand.
Lord have mercy.
I'm just messing with you.
You look gorgeous.
Huh?
Wave to the folks.
Hi. Thank you.
Yes.
So what type of food, when at the conference, like, you're not at the conference, but if people are coming to, like, the vendor, what is the correct word for that? The expo.
Yes.
Is there going to be food at the expo?
To the Fearless Experience. There's not food at the Fearless Experience. There's just, like, light refreshments, but there's not food at the Fearless Experience.
Do you need a food vendor?
We can't have a food vendor because technically we can't bring
it's
food
at the W.
Into the W. Yeah, because it's at the W. Now, if we had it at like a warehouse venue and we just like decorated everything, then of course. But yeah.
So eat before you come.
Yes, most definitely.
Or eat at the W, one of the two.
That's true, too.
W actually has pretty good food.
No. Oh, let me not.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Anywho. But yes. Oh, do you mind if I shout out the sponsors?
Lord,
oh
you just heard everybody's ear, including James's right quick. But yes, please shout out to the sponsors. And if you're going
to
yell, move back from the mic. Back up from the mic.
Got you.
There you go.
Shout out to the sponsors real quick. We have Facebook, Microsoft, Porsche of North America, SpokeHub, Close the Gap from Boston Scientific. Oh, Lord, can I shout them out? I can't leave anybody out.
No,
Refinery 29 is our official media sponsor. Oh, Lord. Hold on.
Look at your phone. Look in your phone.
Oh, I can't look in the phone right now because I am talking to the people. But we are grateful for all of our sponsors. And if I did miss anybody, charge it to my head, not my heart. I am very, very grateful. You can see all the sponsors listed at fearlessmag.com/conference.
There it is. Well, it seems like you've gotten all of these bases covered. Is there anything else that you would like to add before we wrap it up for today? Oh, something I do have to add. So we were having this amazing event next week. We've had to postpone our Davio's event. It was scheduled for the 14th, which is next Tuesday. However, we had to reschedule because Jay-Z's going to be in town. And I was like, I'm not even going to compete with that. I'm just going to let y'all people go to the concert because you know that's an event. And I wanted to do it on a day where people could really come, enjoy, not be rushed. Granted, there's always something going on in Atlanta, but I know a lot of my friends were going to go to the concert, so I wanted them to be able to be there also is the truth. But we will keep you posted when we will do our Davio's event. It's going to be amazing. Again, 100% of the proceeds will go to Camp Kizzy when you order the Camp Kizzy special entree, which I have designed and my Keisha's Kitchen spices are used in the entree. So we will keep you posted. It will be happening just a little later. Just give you more time. And I'm going to be there, guys, when it does. So you have to come out and join me. Stay tuned for the new date. But we will be fearless conferencing it up. Bo show.
Yay.
And that is next weekend. So you still have time to go online to use code Keshia, K-E-S-H-I-A, what's the Eventbrite?
Yes, fearlessreloaded.eventbrite.com.
And you will get free entrance into the expo. Well, this has been an interesting week. We've gone from mayoral candidates to boobies to fearless conference to all types of stuff today. But this is pretty much what we do here at Candidly Keshia. And thank you so, so very much for always, always tuning in. We appreciate you. And have an amazing, 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 amazing weekend. I plan on it. Yes. I'm going to sit my booty down somewhere because I have been going way too much. And I'm going to sit back, relax, and recharge. That's what I'm doing this weekend.
Excellent.
How about you? What are you doing?
This weekend, I am going to partake in some self-care. And then, of course, I'm back to work for next week. But, yeah, I'm definitely going to take some time out. I have so many books to read.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. It's ridiculous how many people have books out right now.
Really? I randomly want to read Gucci Mane's book. Have you read it?
Ain't no randomly. I'm reading that.
You reading it? I want to read that book.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get it, and we're going to have to come back and discuss it on Candidly Keshia. Well, this is Candidly Keshia, and we will be right back next Friday, same place, same time, all of that. Have an amazing, amazing weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.